Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the How We Scaled show. My name is Jeff Brandeis, president and founder of CEO of Brandeis Coaching and Brandeis Training Solutions. Each of our episodes will feature a CEO, VP of sales, or an entrepreneur that has scaled their business to six, seven, even eight figures. And on the show, we will ask questions to them about what they did that scaled their business, that grew their revenues, that made them what they are today. So you're ready to listen and learn? Stay tuned. One, two, and three. Here we go. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the How We Scale show. My name is Jeff Brandeis, and I'm really happy you joined us for another podcast episode. Today, I have a very interesting guest for you. Welcome, Chris Prefontaine, who's the CEO and owner of Smart Real Estate Coach. Welcome to the podcast, Chris.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it. You almost said that with the New England accent. I'm impressed.
Sometimes I guess my New York accent comes out more than others, but I'll leave the New England to you. Right. So, Chris, why don't you share with the audience from a high level of what you do, what the company does on a day-to-day basis?
Sure. So I'll give the shortened version after I've been at this 30 and a half years. So we, my son-in-law, my son, and a great team buy and sell real estate in the New England area. And then when I say buy real estate, we only do it on terms, meaning lease purchase, owner financing, subject to financing, no banks, no signing personally on loans. I learned that the hard way coming out of the 08 crash. And so we forever changed that. And then we go teach that to students all over the country, brand new, most of them, but some other investor niches come our way. So that literally East Coast to West Coast and everything in between. And when I say teach it, we're in the trenches, Jeff. Like I think in real estate is a big gap, if you will, of people take a course and they don't do a deal. It's just crazy. So we are very interactive mode. We're coaching them, yes, but we're in the trenches doing the deal with them. And then we revenue share with them. So that's learning on the fly. So that was a shortened version of 30 and a half years, but that's where we are today.
Well, that sounds like an awesome aspect of how you actually work with businesses, work the business. Are you into the residential market or commercial, or is it both?
Good question, because what I teach can be, owner financing has been done since, I don't know, far back as I read, 1600s, right? So it's been done. It's in New York before banking. But we teach residential from, let's just say, from the platform, like nationally. But my own office building, which I'm not at today, was bought on terms on owner financing. Multi, six, fours, so you can do it with anything. You can do it with cars and boats, right? But we teach by and large single families.
Interesting. So Chris, you said you've been doing this for about 30 years. What got you into the real estate market 30 years ago?
Yeah, I grew up in a welding supply company, not real estate, but my dad sold in 1991. But when I grew up all those years, I was still young then, but when I grew up in his presence, he was building buildings of his own for his company, brick and mortar, and then leasing them back to himself. And I was as a young kid, I didn't get that, but I get it now in hindsight. And so I learned a lot around that. And then he would find raw land sometimes and engineer it and just flip it. He never did any building or anything. So I was always had the itch. And then 91, I started building some homes with a partner in the field, and just the deal started going from there. So literally 91.
Wow. So Chris, there are a lot of real estate courses out there. You always hear about those on TV, No Money Down, and we'll teach you how to buy properties. What makes you different from an organizational perspective, than those that we hear about?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. The biggest thing, as I said, is that gap. I call it a gap, because some people never get out of it. They take the course, or they were marketed to very well on TV or whatever it might be. But there's little practical use. And so the difference is, number one, we're in the field helping them. When I say helping, I mean, when they're new, we're calling sellers for them, buyers, whatever it takes. And that's how they learn the fastest. Secondly, we're doing it. So, COVID's a good example. So during COVID, it hits. Everybody panics. We encourage the community, the Wicked Smart community, to double down. We did all kinds of deals because of it. And so things change, right? You know that, Jeff. So if you have a course, for example, pre-COVID, it's already outdated. So we're in the field every single week doing deals the same way we teach it. And then speaking of course, online, our academy is changing, always changing. So the students will say, hey, Chris, I had a curveball. I had this with your contract. We're tweaking that thing. It's like a living, breathing academy live versus here's the course and 3 years later, it's toast, or a year later. So I know that's a mouthful, but those three things come to mind when you say how you're different. And I guess the last one would be support. Everyone says to us, well, if I do your program or I'll come with you and do deals, how do you support? We got free stuff galore, Jeff. Like, I'm big on free. We'll give your audience something later. But I want them to have free support. So every Thursday, we meet up on Zoom, literally, 4 o'clock. Everyone's welcome. If they're in the community, they have another call added to that. It's just constant support. Because without that, you're going to fall into that gap, in my opinion.
Oh, that's awesome. Free support, every weekly calls to help the people. Mm-hmm. That's a totally great aspect of handling your business. So, Chris, obviously the name of my podcast is How We Scaled. Yeah. What have you done, you know, a little bit obviously before COVID, but obviously COVID hit and you kind of probably had to change how you went to market. So how have you scaled the business over the past couple of years?
Yeah, we actually grew crazy from that point on. It's not like we weren't before. We basically kept the same trajectory. Couple things. One is I tend to teach the community, because I've been at it so long through different cycles, to not pay attention to the cycles at all. The reason is the market's going to have its ebbs and flows, and you and I are always going to hear the same stories from the media. The fact is, who we want to be a guide to are people that need to solve a real estate problem, right? Well, during COVID, why do we have a spike in properties versus other people running away? Because they needed help. Like, they were confused. Can I sell? Can I have someone in my house? Do we do a virtual? Like, all kinds of questions. So we were able to scale from a deal standpoint, but from a company standpoint, I loved when I saw the name of your podcast, because we have been with, let me think, December of 17, we joined Elite Entrepreneurs. Totally coincidental, by the way, I'm wearing this t-shirt today. I saw your podcast. I'm like, okay, he's going to think I planned that. But I love those guys, and they taught us to the meeting rhythm, the mission, values, and purpose, the cadence of everything we do internally, the hiring, the firing, to values. If it wasn't for that, I honestly, if I was on their show, would credit them for all our scaling, really. Because now I went from being a solopreneur, which some of your people probably are, to, yep. Oh, you mean once you get past a million, there's actually a business to run and things to do, and it's not about me hustling? So that changed dramatically when we met them. And so that continued, not just because of COVID, it continued since December of 17.
Wow, that's awesome. That's a great story. So, Chris, obviously, I think in most parts of the U.S., we're seeing a tremendous boom in real estate values right now. Yeah. Is it a good time to get into this business? Not a good time? What's, you know, people are leery of buying at a high market value right now. What would you just tell them?
A couple things. So everybody wants to know, what's the market going to do, right? I think it's a great time. I literally last Thursday night on one of those free calls we do talked about the perfect storm. And here's why I'm saying that. If you know what you're doing in real estate, in other words, if you kind of put that transaction engineer hat on and you go, okay, I know how to do this now, or I have partners that can help me do this, then you look at changes in the market as opportunity, up, down, or sideways. It doesn't matter what the change is. When there's chaos in the market and sellers and buyers go, uh-oh, well, the media's screaming that it's too high and it's going to burst. This isn't high tech. This is real estate. So we purposefully doubled down during that. And this was built, Jeff, after the crash, remember, what we're doing here, this model. We've trademarked the three paydays, we've trademarked things. It was built specifically to handle ups, downs, and sideways markets. Am I saying it's foolproof? Of course not. Nothing's recession-proof. But you can get recession-resistant, if that makes sense, and be able to bop and weave. So why do I say perfect storm? You got interest rates. It's not a prediction. The Fed's screaming that they're going to raise rates. So let's assume they're going to. When interest rates rise, you have a boatload of buyers, hundreds of thousands of them, pushed to the sidelines, right? They were probably close to qualifying. Now they're done. So we helped them. Now the seller's demand just went down. We helped them. All we do is solve real estate problems. You have forbearance agreements coming due at a sad, alarming rate. We're getting calls like from people that we talked to a year ago, 2 years ago, that now kicked that can down the street with COVID forbearances. And they're calling us for help. And some of them are seriously sad situations, like single elderly people going, they're going to take my house. Can you help me? So we have that bit of the market to go out there and really plant a flag and help these people. If not, they're going to be messed up for years with foreclosure, as you know. So I think it's a phenomenal time.
When you look at your market and your other companies that are kind of similar things that you're doing, and you hear an advertisement about buying real estate, what's one of the most outdated advice or things that they are saying that really bugs you the most?
Outdated?
Yeah.
Very good question. I got a ponder that, baby. Well, okay. The most outdated, if you want to call it outdated, but I think it sets people up for failure too, is the marketing and the way they're portraying real estate to be a get rich quick. That's outdated in my opinion. Grossly outdated and setting people up to fail. So then they think they think that when they don't get a deal in 5 days, 10 days, 30 days, and not a millionaire, that they failed. They didn't. It's just the person marketing them set their expectations incorrectly. I tell people, look, this is not easy. It's hard work. But I don't know where else you can create the wealth if you'll give it the 3 years that I think it needs from a commitment from you mentally. Now, it's going to take longer than any of it. But if you commit the 3 years, you won't let a little speed bump get in the way of your why. You'll keep going. You'll figure it out. You'll get a coach or whatever it takes. You'll keep going. So I know it's a long answer, but I think it's just grossly used in marketing that real estate's that sexy object that they're going to get rich tomorrow.
Gotcha. Is there a niche or a specific type of individual or organization that will do better in your domain under your guidance versus someone that's, maybe older, younger, or what you find is most successful niche for you?
A couple of things in that. Our community ranges from 25 years old to 75 as far as age. Yeah, we run the gamut. However, we're seeing a major influx, more so with COVID, I'll say, of high corporate earners, six figure, strong, don't need to do anything different, tired of corporate, coming over here instead of buying a franchise, coming over here instead of buying a large multifamily. These are things that actually have happened recently. I'm thinking of them. So then they say, look, I want to do this. I want to learn how to do this for life, right? You might do a few deals with me, Chris, but I want to do this for life. Those are the people that are coming. When I look at our avatar, all the things that come to mind are, they like the family atmosphere that we have. So some of these people come in and go, hey, I want to bring my kids up through the business like you did, or whatever, something related to that. Others would be, I always wanted my own business, or I witnessed a family business or a family member doing that. Those types of people. And then the other one that comes to mind, there's like 10, right? I gave you like five there. The other one is people that don't mind and are actually anxious and persistent and excited to constantly learn. Like, you don't jump from a job to real estate and overnight become an entrepreneur. Most people don't. It's a whole different mindset. People just go, oh, I didn't know that was this different. So they got to be willing to do that. So those are kind of some avatar things that come to mind that we focus on.
Cool. So from a an aspect of, actually, I just lost my question here.
That's right. I threw you off with my long answer, man.
Oh, boy. So from a client perspective, I'm starting out the business. How long does it take me to get ramped up, in learning your process and from making my first sale or making my first bit of money?
Yeah, this is the biggest question that a prospect will ask that's looking at us, right? So here's the answer that they probably don't want to hear, the listeners. It is, we teach the same things. But why do people come out of the gate, to answer your question, and do a deal in 32 days versus 365 days? That's the extremes, by the way, actual metrics. We track everything. We've had both and everything between. Why? It's because of what I said earlier. There's other things that become involved when you're trying to do transactions. It's not about the transaction. I can teach every single listener how to do a transaction on terms and not use a bank. It's all the things that come up, the mental, the curveballs, the pivots, the deal after the deal, that are reality that they don't want to tell you in seminars and courses, that we try to tell you up front, and even it's going to scare you. And if it does, then maybe it's not for you. Right. So the long answer is 32 days to a short answer, 32 days to 365. I don't know until I start working with you. We have a genius model, we call it. There's three pillars: skill set. Okay, I can teach you how to do a deal. Systems. We can give you all our systems we use. We give it to you. This is how we do it. And then it's the mindset piece. And people think that's fluff. It's not fluff. It's like working out. It's a lot of work to work on that. Sure. And I can give you story after story about that, but that's what gets in people's way is the mindset piece, the baggage, the past, all the stuff.
As they say nowadays, 99% of what we do is all about mindset. And once you have the right mindset, you can accomplish a lot in this world.
Jeff, I'm sure you heard of Brian Tracy.
Sure.
Brian was on my show and I said to him, nobody's ever disagreed with me in this. And he did. I said, Brian, I was interviewing him and I said, what do you think of, I tell all our students to commit to 36 months, like I just shared with your audience, and then have some level of success. He said, no. He's in his 80s. He said, Chris, I've been broke twice. I've had enormous success. It's 7 years. I said, okay, explain. He said, 2 or 3 years, you're going to suck and be frustrated. Another couple of years, you're going to feel like, oh, I'm kind of getting it. I'm getting moderately paid. And then the last couple of years, that's when you're going to have your breakthrough. And so I hung up, or I got off the Zoom and I thought, wait a minute, we're at 8 years with one of our companies. And I thought, that is so accurate. Really, the cycle is so accurate. So I've changed my vernacular. The 3 years is at least mentally commit, but know that it's going to take longer.
Well, they say most businesses, unfortunately, don't last more than 2 years or 3 years. And part of that is because of what you're doing, and it takes time to really learn the industry, learn what you have to do, and really to be successful. But Chris, from a marketing perspective, what's the one thing that you're doing that you would say to our entrepreneurs that are listening or people in business that say, hey, this has been really successful for me and something that I think you ought to look at from a business perspective?
What comes to mind without getting into micro answers, sure, would be becoming the authority in your market. I don't care what business you're in. I don't care if you're selling popcorn on the street corner, you're in a restaurant, I don't care. Become the authority that people seek out, because since COVID especially, but it was before too, if you look at the big companies that do the big consumer polls, more so than ever, the consumers want the expert, the guidance. They want to know that they've got a trusted guide. They don't want a bunch of garbage. And so authority means what? Authority means when people look in your marketplace, competition doesn't matter, because they see you everywhere and they know your content is solid and they want to do business with you. That's different than someone brand new or a national company in our space. A national company coming into one of our markets, I could care less, because I know what we've got from an authority standpoint with the experts in this niche in the nation. Just become that in whatever business you're building or scaling.
I think that's so dead on, so right on. People got to be able to walk the talk. They got to be able to build that authority. They got to have, when they speak to a company and the person really is totally knowledgeable and then they familiar with the industry and they can really answer the questions about the good, the bad, and the ugly, quite candidly, about what's transpiring, because that's what's, at the end of the day, people will want to buy from people who they like and trust, really. I mean, we all know that too, but having that authority figure where you are well known, you're being you're in the journals, you're on the podcasts, you're visible to people and they know they can count on you. So I think that's really a valuable piece of information that every entrepreneur or anyone listening to the podcast should really adhere to and do what they can to get out there, so to speak. And that sounds like
Jeff, you said that and you triggered something. So I think a great one is, if you've got a company that is scaling, because that's your show.
Yep.
If you're in the audience and you say, listen, you say, all right, I got some scaling going on. If your growth rate is enough to apply for, say, we're in Inc. 5,000, that was a big deal, get that stamp of approval. It's not easy. They I feel like I was going through an audit, but we got it in 20. We'll probably get it again in 21. It's submitted. Now, why do I say that? Because early in the show, we just talked about authority. And also early in the show, you said, how are you guys different? I have not found someone in the Inc. 5,000 in our space, have not. And it's not easy to do. So that would help your authority and definitely set you apart from the competition. That's what we've done.
I think that was that's a great point. And thank you for bringing that up. It's a great summary. And I also think it's a great entree or segue into. So Chris, I've learned a lot. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. If our listeners wanted to find you or learn more from you or get in touch with you, what's the best way they can do so?
As I said earlier, when we just started, I think free is good for anyone to look at what we're doing, because I'm not so naive to think, hey, this is the only thing you should do in real estate. There's a lot of cool niches out there, right? So our YouTube channel has over 150 deals the way we do them, with three paydays, not one. Go look at them. No one's going to be bugging you. You're not, you know, no one's stalking you. Just go look. Secondly, I'll give you two other things that are free. So there's a class, if you don't mind dealing with my New England accent, for about 57 minutes. It's free. Just go to smartrealestatecoach.com/masters class, and you'll get fill in the blanks of what Jeff and I were talking about. And then last is, I want to give, I said to you, Jeff, at the beginning of the show before we were airing, I want to give all the listeners a book. And I want to preface it with this. It's our bestseller. It's a hard copy. And there's going to be another one in there, a bestseller. But it's not going to be one of those deals where I can't stand where they say free book, and then you put your credit card in for $8 in shipping. You just pay for the book. So there's no shipping. We will physically mail you a package that's going to cost me the book and postage. And it's our gift for your listeners. Just go to wickedsmartbooks.com/HWSS for the abbreviation for the show. So wickedsmartbooks.com/HWSS.
That is awesome, Chris. That's a triple giveaway, if I counted it correctly. So you gave three things away. That is just super, super, super generous of you. And, you know, candidly, I love that aspect of what you pointed out. Everyone goes, yeah, but, you know, here's my free book. It's $7.95 or $8.95 for shipping and handling. And yeah. I just closed it all down. So thank you for the generosity for our listeners to provide that to them. So, Chris, thank you so much. Been a pleasure.
I love people scaling, so keep up the great work.
So again, thank you everyone for listening. I'm Jeff Brandeis with the How We Scale podcast. Thank you for listening to our another episode, and stay tuned for one that's coming really soon. Thanks again, everyone. And again, thanks, Chris, for joining. Thank you so much for joining. I truly hope everyone enjoyed the podcast here and our special guest. I know each of you are really excited to possibly even be a guest on our podcast. So feel free to fill out the application form that's below. We'll follow back up with you, be in touch with you, and be great to have you. In addition, I know I'll be reaching out to you to see how we might be able to even do some business and have a conversation about working together. Again, thank you so much for joining our podcast. And if you do know of someone else that actually would like to be on the podcast, feel free to recommend him or her to also fill out the application below. Again, thank you so much for joining. Have a great day, and see you next week on How We Scale.